locations. Pro-cannabis individuals also disperse cannabis seeds across cities and large towns, leading to urban cannabis plants. Whilst in more rural locations, cannabis plants are sometimes found as escapees from illegal growing operations or as abandoned plantations. In fact, cannabis plants have grown successfully in this country for centuries, although in the past century they have done so illegally. But this is not their native land. Many researchers believe it is a native of central and parts of southern Asia. The Cannabaceae family. The Cannabaceae is an exclusive plant family containing only 170 species or so, including hops, hackberries and of course cannabis. Members of the Cannabaceae family are all erect plants, trees or climbers. They all have petalless flowers which develop into dry, in other words non-succulent, fruit, and each fruit contains just one seed. In terms of their leaves, they all have palmately compound or palmately lobed leaves and stipules, little projections from the base of the leaf stalk. If you take a look at a hop leaf, you can see the resemblance to a cannabis leaf. From an ethnobotanical standpoint, the Cannabaceae family is interesting because there is a long history of use of its members as far back as 494 BC, it's believed. Hops, for example, have long been a staple in beer. You will learn more about the history of cannabis use in an upcoming module. So, whilst cannabis belongs to the Cannabaceae family, there is some debate as to whether there are two species of cannabis, Cannabis sativa and Cannabis indica, or whether there is just one single species of cannabis, but with two subspecies, Cannabis sativa subspecies sativa and Cannabis sativa subspecies indica. To confuse matters further, some claim there is a third species, and therefore some claim a third subspecies, Cannabis ruderalis. Cannabis botany and reproduction. If we had been unaware of the psychotropic influences and medicinal value of cannabis, it's one of those plants, possibly due to its lack of attractive flower, that we might walk past growing in the wild without paying too much attention. A tall green plant that blends in well with the other foliage. A weed, one might almost say. But, of course, we all know what it looks like, or at least most of us could identify the leaf, thanks to its presence as a common image and graphic in popular culture. The leaf is palmately compound, or finger-like, usually with 5 to 9 leaflets present, and the edges of the leaflets are serrated. In a young cannabis plant, the first leaves lack the serrated edges. On the erect, hairy stem of a cannabis plant, leaf pairs usually occur in an opposite arrangement lower down the plant, and in an alternate arrangement on the main stem and towards the top. Touch a cannabis leaf, and you will feel the presence of hairs as a funny downiness. When you study any leaf, you will often see veins running through. In cannabis, this venation pattern serves as a useful identification tool. Each leaflet has a central vein from which smaller veins branch off to serve each serration. What's interesting in this plant is that these smaller veins branch off early, not parallel with the serration they'll be serving, but almost level with the previous one. It then branches off in a curve, passing very close by to the notch at the bottom of the serration it serves. Sometimes, a spur vein occurs at the point close to the notch too. This is an aromatic plant, one which we can smell as it grows, especially if it is exuding resin. When found growing out in the wild, it is the smell which most likely gives it away. The cannabis plant is usually dioecious, which means male flowers and female flowers are produced on separate plants. In other words, there is male pollen-producing plants and female plants. It's hypothesized that cannabis evolved this way to try and encourage more genetic diversity. They are wind pollinators, with pollen from male plants drifting over to female plants. Male cannabis flowers are present in a panicle arrangement, whilst the female flowers are present in a raceme arrangement. As a cannabis plant goes into flower, we can spot the first signs at the joints where stems emerge from the main stalk. The presence of pistils emerging from a bud, which look like hairs and may be white or orange, indicate a female plant, whilst the presence of little grape-like buds without hairs indicates a male plant. These will eventually form pollen sacs. Female cannabis plants eventually produce hundreds of flowers. Notably,